Australians are working longer hours compared to people in most other OECD countries. That's according to a report by the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, which shows that one in five men are putting in 50 hours or more each week. 7% of women do the same. But that's not taking into account all the work people do outside the office, as David Cody reports.
We know there's a gender pay gap, but there's also a disparity between the sexes on the proportion working very long hours. More men than women are working 50 hours a week or longer. But that doesn't tell the whole story, according to people on the streets of Sydney.
Who do you think works harder, men or women?
Women.
In terms of the hours they put in or how hard they work at work?
Well, they have to work twice as hard to prove themselves in a man's world.
I don't know. In my personal experience, I would say women, honestly. Just because you're staying longer hours doesn't necessarily mean you're working harder, you know? It's about, you know, working smarter, not harder, too.
I think women probably work harder because, then maybe they think they got more to prove.
Who does more hours in the workplace generally?
Yeah, guys would, because maybe women have got more commitments as well.
Just 40% of men and 32% of women now work what's considered a standard working week. Dinesh Indraharan from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare explains Australia ranks poorly on a measure of work-life balance.
Despite recent improvements, 14% of Australians are working 50 or more hours per week. This compares to other OECD countries such as the Netherlands, where less than 0.5% of Dutch workers work more than 50 hours a week.
The Institute's report shows a small improvement in very long hours from 2004 to 2017, but Australia's still ranked 27th out of 35 member countries of the OECD. It wasn't always like this. Professor John Buchanan from the University of Sydney Business School traces the origins of a super long working week.
In the 19th century and through up to the 70s, Australia led the world in working time standards. People used to come to Australia to learn how to have shorter working weeks. But since the late 70s and early 80s, Australia's moved to the opposite end of the spectrum.
Not only are we now seeing a longer working week, but also the rise of part-time and casual employment.
Just under a third of the workforce is part-time, and very few other countries have that scale of activity, and also amongst those who work more than the standard working week, we're in the bottom third. So that fragmentation is something that makes Australia a very distinctive place. And having 40% of people unhappy with that shows that there's a lot of discontent out there.
Social commentator Jane Caro isn't surprised Australian men are working longer hours than women.
We burden women primarily with the double shift. So we burden them with the household responsibilities, the emotional labour for a family, and also the childcare, which is an enormous responsibility. And so women, I think, are extremely good at getting their work done in the hours allotted. I've noticed an awful lot of men wasting an awful lot of time.
What do you think of employers who sanction 50-plus hours a week at work?
Well, I think they're very foolish because in the end, people will burn out. People will seek alternative employment. It also can lead to family breakdown, which makes your employees very distracted. It also leads to exhaustion, which is not productive. And so it's a false bravado, a false machismo, this attitude to long hours.
Social commentator Jane Caro, ending that report by David Cody.